Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for joining us in another in the series dealing with the heart. Our hearts are so important. Proverbs tells us that we're to guard our hearts, for out of it are the issues of life. And we've been looking at that, the different aspects of our hearts being deceived by our hearts. But also, our hearts can be fixed upon the Lord. And today we're going to be looking at what is influencing your heart. What's influencing your heart? We're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 today. Matthew chapter 6. And looking at verses 21 through 24. Matthew chapter 6, verses 21 through 24. And our hearts can be affected by what we allow into our lives, what we allow into our through our eyes, what we allow our eyes to see, what we allow our ears to hear. Our heart is very impressionable. And if we don't put protections up to protect what goes into our bodies, goes into our minds, that will affect our heart. And Jeremiah knows, the weeping prophet said, mine eye hath affected my heart. What he saw was the sin of his people, and that gave him a heart of compassion that they needed to turn back to the Lord. The opposite is also true, that our hearts can see evil and can be influenced and turned away from God to the things of this world. But Matthew chapter 6, being verse number 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If, therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon is a word there that's just talking about material things, or just things of the flesh. We can put it in that general sense. And we see here, where your treasure is, verse 21, there will your heart be also. What holds value in your life? Does your family, does God, does your relationship with the ministry to him have the preeminent place in your life? And that's where, if our treasure is there, that which we hold most dear, wherever our affections are, wherever our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be focused. So if our heart, if we're focused on our affection in, towards God, our heart will be towards God. If our heart is towards affection towards things or hobbies or anything else besides God, it'll be focused on that particular thing. Some people focus on their careers and their jobs. That's what their focus is. They make decisions based on that, and sometimes, unfortunately, they make decisions to the hurt of their spiritual walk with God and of their effectiveness for God, because their affection isn't with the Lord. Their affection is with those things that they are focusing on. You can place your affection and your focus on anything, but God commands us that we're to love the Lord our God. The first commandment, we're to love the Lord and set our affection upon him. If we do that, then it's going to affect our heart. And that's what verse 22 talks about. The light of the body is the eye. What we allow into our hearts and into our minds comes through our eyes and comes through our ears. Those two particular, and also things we feel to a lesser degree, but primarily through things that we see and through things that we hear. And so it's the light of the body that is in the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, what does that mean? Single meaning, doesn't mean alone, but that it has a singular focus, a singular look, a singular affection. Remember verse 21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if that eye be single, I have a singular focus, I have a singular mind, I have a focus that is on light. And who has light? The Lord. So if your eye is solely focused on God, your heart is focused, your eyes, everything in you is focused on God, that we will have a light, a life full of light, and have wisdom, instruction, the protection of the Lord, all of those things that we so desire, peace and joy, all of those things we will have if our eye is single, focused. Therefore, our heart will be focused on the things of God. But, verse 23 is, but if that eye be evil, okay, looking at desiring lustful things, lusting after the things of the world, love of the eye. Remember, all that is in the world consists of three areas, lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So our pride, what I deserve, what I want, what I desire and see with my eyes, and what I desire to experience, and what I feel, that's where my affection is. I am living for how I feel. I am living for what I see and desire in my flesh. So that if that's the case, remember, our flesh is depraved, our flesh is sinful, so if we follow our flesh is never going to lead us in a holy direction, it is never going to lead us in a godly direction, it is never going to lead us in a spiritual direction. Why? Because the flesh does not desire those things. For the flesh and the spirit are two separate things, and the New Testament very clearly tells us that they war the one against the other. The flesh desires to do its own thing, does not desire God, does not desire the things of God, but the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit is in perfect communion with God and desires for us to be. So that decision we have to make is simple, but yet so hard, that if our eye is evil, if we're desiring the things of the flesh, we're desiring the things of the world, then thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Because you're going away from the light source. The only light source in this world and in this life is Jesus. Well, the sun makes the sun. I'm not talking about physical light. I'm talking about spiritual truth and light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If we turn away from that light, we will be in darkness. And the world is a very dark place. The devil thrives in darkness. And it's interesting, in Lucifer being created, he was an angel of light. And now he is an angel of darkness because of his sin. And he decided to turn away and rebel against God. So now he is the master of darkness, the master of evil. And the fallen angels and these demons are the master of darkness and evil. So if we go into the darkness, we are going into a place where God is not and the devil is. And that all depends on what you allow into your heart. That's why it's so important. Proverbs tells us, we looked at this a couple of weeks ago. Guard your heart, keep your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. So we need to be careful what we allow into our eyes to see, what we desire. And when the desire comes, because it will, there will be fleshly desires that come that we must crucify them. We must mortify our flesh, mortify our members. That's what it's talking about. When those things come, no, I'm not going to allow that. That is something that will turn my heart away from God and will get in the way of my relationship with God. I'm going to kill it right here and now. That's why it talks about casting down imaginations and anything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that does that, that turns us away, that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, above God's truth, we must cast it down. We must kill it. Why? Because if we allow it and we entertain it, then it will begin to convince and turn our heart away from God. That's what happened to Israel. Israel was told to cast down idols, told to cast down those things that were distracting. And they did for a time, but then they got lazy and lax, as we all can. Looking at Israel, we look at them, well, how dare they do all of that? Don't we do the same things? We do the same thing so often in these spiritual areas. We get lax, we get lazy, we get apathetic, and what happens? Sin begins to enter in, our hearts begin to turn away. So I want to encourage you, protect your heart, because what we allow into our heart will turn our heart towards God or towards the world. And that's what verse 24 tells us. No man can serve two masters. You can't be serving God and serving the world. You can't do it. You can't be serving God and serving the devil. You can't be serving God and serving yourself. Either you will hold to the one and despise the other. We are singular beings that we can only be focused at our affections on one object at a time. We can't split our affections. We can't do that. And we can act like we're loving God, but we're really loving something else. And that's so many times Christians play that game. Well, I love God, but I love this too. But really, you're loving that other thing, and you're pretending to love God. And God wants true love and true worship. He does not want pretend worship. And so I want you to examine your heart today. Are you focused on the things of God? Are you trying to serve two masters? Can I encourage you today? Serve Jesus. He is a good master. He is a good God. He is worthy of our love and our respect and our adoration. The devil is not. The devil is a thief and a liar and will steal everything from you and leave you in the ditch. What are we going to do? Are we going to turn towards the things of this flesh and of this world, of this life, which end in destruction and they're miserable? We see that, but still we believe the lie. Or are we going to turn our hearts toward God and keep our eyes single so that our lives may be full of light? That is how God wants us to live. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. We're going to continue on next week in the series with the heart, looking at some other areas. So glad that you're able to tune in today. Sorry it's a day late. but we had some other things going on, had revival going on right now. I encourage you to listen in to those messages, tbckilleen.org/listen-in. You can listen to the live stream of the revival tonight and Wednesday night. Also, you can hear the recordings once we get those online. But also, if you have any comments or questions, email us at info@tbckilleen.org, T as in Tom, B as in Boy, C as in Charles, Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N.org. Message us there, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have a topic suggestion or something you'd like to learn more about, we would love to hear from you. And also, just to hear if these messages and the other episodes have been a blessing, we would love to hear that as well. Don't forget to share us on social media, the platform of your choice, and we are available on Spotify, RSS.com, and you name it, Apple Podcasts, we're on there. We cross-publish across multiple platforms, so whichever one is your favorite, you can subscribe there so you don't miss another episode. You'll be notified when new episodes come live every single Monday. Well, thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next time.